Eyes to buy the bills, the bone, and eyes to buy the sails, her, and eyes to buy the catches the fish and brings them home to Liza.
Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is May 21st, 2019, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is Eyes the Beam That Reads the Study, and Eyes the Beam That Appraises Them, Eyes the Beam That Publishes the Reviews and Brings Them Home to Cape. And our guest skeptic is my EBM mentor, Dr. Andrew Worster. He is a full professor at McMaster University and the creator of Best Evidence in Emergency Medicine. He also looks like Phil Collins, but thinks like Dr. David Sackett. Welcome back to the SGM, Andrew.
Thanks, Ken. Good to be back.
You know, I try to sing on every single episode.
Yeah, maybe you should rethink that. I have to tell you, though, that is a Newfoundland folk song. And Cape this year is in Halifax. So you have to make sure that the audience knows that you know the difference between the two.
Count on you for being skeptical and calling me out on that. But of course, Cape wants to be inclusive. It is out in the Maritimes, and we are all Canadians.
All right. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, no, Cape 2019 is going to be fantastic. And this is an SGM extra to get people excited about Cape 19 and, of course, Beam Catch of the Day. So let's start with the Cape meeting itself. For the international listeners, what is Cape, Andrew?
CAPE is the Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians. It's the national voice of emergency medicine in Canada. And this year, the annual conference is in Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is on the east end of the country. And it is an absolutely beautiful area. I know that well from having attended medical school there for 4 years.
Yeah, it's going to be Cape by the Ocean. Last year, CAPE was in Calgary, and their theme was strengthening connections. And Dr. Eddie Lang, he did a fantastic job setting the bar high for those organizing CAPE 19.
Yes, and that's when we introduced a special Beam session that we called Stampede Beam. Now, our international listeners may not know the connection, but Calgary is in the west of the country. It is actually cowboy country. And every year they have something called the Calgary Stampede. So we had Stampede Beam, where we presented a stampede of multiple Beam articles.
I remember riding in to the presentation on a horse with a 10-gallon, 40-liter hat.
And I believe we have photos of that to prove the point.
Oh, I'm so glad the internet didn't exist when I was younger because, oh, the trouble I would have gotten into.
Well, yes, exactly. Anyway, it was great. It was standing room only, and it was so well received that they invited us back for Cape 19 by the Ocean in Halifax. So we're calling this one Beam Catch of the Day.
Oh, I guess they really do like us, Andrew. They do like us. Well, for those going to the presentation, lucky enough to be in Cape, sorry for all those who have to stay behind and keep the lights on in the emergency department, but for those of you that are lucky enough to be heading out to Halifax, what day and when will be Beam Catch of the Day?
So Monday, May 27th, 10:45, and in room 201.
So that will be the place to be. Now, if you're listening to this, and I don't want you to take your eyes off the road or your hands off the wheel to write that down, I will put this on the blog in the show notes so you know exactly when to show up for Catch of the Day. Who do you have for an all-star faculty?
Really excited this year because we have a completely different group. We're always changing faculty members around, and we have some new people this year. So we've got, of course, Katrina Hurley from Halifax, pediatric emergency physician, who I believe right now is currently head of the Children's Hospital Emergency Department. From St. John, New Brunswick, also in the Maritimes, is Tracy Meyer. And then from your area, Ken, from Western University of Ontario, is Justin Yan and Gory Gate.
Oh, we will be purple and proud representing Western. But can you give us a little teaser? What topics can people hope to see?
Well, we had to select a variety of topics. So we're going to start off with something about stroke and TIA.
Oh, I can't believe you're going to start with stroke. Are you just trying to give me a stroke? Are you trying to set me off? Or do you just want to burst the bubble right up front and get it out of the way?
We have to get it out of the way. It's a guideline, Ken, and there's so much to say about evidence and clinical practice guidelines.
All you have to say about guidelines, Andrew, is they're supposed to guide our care, not dictate our care.
Exactly. But there's a little more detail to it that people need to know. Anyway, we have another guideline after that. And this one is on IV fluids for children in the emergency department.
Oh, so you just got to fill up the tank, 20 cc's per kilogram? Isn't that the deal?
Yeah, not quite as simple as that. Oh. But Katrina is going to tell us about that one. After that, we've got ketamine. Well, you know, you can't have an emergency medicine talk without saying something about ketamine.
Oh, yeah, the answer is ketamine. We just want to know what the question is.
Yeah, exactly. But this is ketamine up the nose for kids.
Oh, yes, yes. Ketamine versus, wasn't it ketamine versus intranasal fentanyl?
Exactly. So again, Katrina's going to give us some pearls about that. Then we've got Tracy and Justin are going to talk about midazolam or haloperidol as pre-medications for giving ketamine in big kids.
Oh, okay. So they're going to midazole everybody with that talk, I'm sure.
So this is with the intention of preventing emergency reaction. Now, there is a great JAMA series that came out on predicting airway problems. So will this patient be difficult to intubate? And again, Justin, and this time with Gori, they're going to be talking about what rules work and which ones don't. And I learned a lot from that because the Mallampati score isn't quite as good as what I thought it was.
Well, you know what, Andrew? We own the airway. I mean, it's A, B, C. And A, oh, that sounds very Canadian, A. But we own the A, and we should own the airway.
Right. Now, as you know, the worst airway scenario is when you can't bag and you can't intubate. So then what? Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the role ultrasound plays in finding where to cut.
Oh, I was wondering when you were going to bring up some hocus pocus because, you know, right after ketamine, the next topic that everybody wants to hear about these days is getting out that point of care ultrasound.
Absolutely. So we've got a great one in there, and this is really original. So after that, we're back to kids talking about febrile seizures.
Yeah, we've covered febrile seizures a number of times on the SGEM, and I think the last time it was a Japanese study and something involving acetaminophen rectally.
So we're going to be talking about acetaminophen febrile seizures. So as one of our topics, we've got kids crying and how to prevent kids crying in the ED. As another topic, we've got how to prevent kids completely.
You're going to have to explain that one. What are you talking about there, Andrew?
Interventions for emergency contraception.
Oh, okay. When plan A fails, maybe plan B?
Exactly. And the final one, of course, you can't, you know, we said that any emergency talk is going to cover ketamine, POCUS, and the other one is the heart score.
Oh, yes. We have to try to rule out ACS. What's the topic? Is it the heart score? Because that's the hot topic these days.
Right. So this is about the prognostic accuracy of the heart score. And we'll have quite a few things to say about that.
Well, that should be interesting. I just had drinks with Barb Barakas. Dr. Barakas is the individual that came up with the heart score. I think I better tag her on any social media that we have on this event.
Okay, excellent.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic catch of the day. Everything will be fresh. If people are there, great. Come up to us and say hi. If you can't attend, Wah, wah. We'll find some way. We will find some way to make sure that you can get access to this ooey gooey best evidence in emergency medicine.
Oh, and Ken, Beam will have a booth at CAPE. So whether or not people can drop by and listen to the talk, they can always drop by the booth. And who knows, there may be some giveaways there.
And you're cranking out a journal now.
We are indeed.
And so if people want to read, if they want to come in person, if they want to hear this podcast, there are so many great ways to get the best evidence of emergency medicine. Well, thanks, Andrew, for coming on and giving everybody a teaser for CAPE 19 by the ocean.
Well, thank you for having me, Ken. And I'm really looking forward to traveling east and seeing you there. And this will be a lot of fun.
We'll be reeling in the catch of the day. Can you give us the tagline?
Remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.
See you at CAPE 19. Eyes to buy the pills, the moon, eyes to buy the sails, her and eyes to buy the catches the fish and brings them home to Liza.